Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydy. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carrick. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
She went cha-cha-cha as she walked out the door with him.
Hey, this is Hitman from the Hitman Blues Band, and you are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM.
Thank you. no more.
And that was Seth Lee Jones from his new CD, Flathead. We just heard You Gonna Wreck My Life. And before that, Half a Mind. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. We'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. Today being the 24th of October. So let's see. Birthday today for Tom Ball. One half of the duo of Tom Ball and Kenny Sultan, born 1950 down in Los Angeles. The Big Bopper's birthday as well, J.P. Richardson, born 1930 in Sabine Pass, Texas. Jimmy Fast Fingers Dawkins, born 1936 in Chula, Mississippi. We saw him up here. Played at the Peel Pub Blues Bar, I believe. Santo Ferrino from Santo and Johnny. Of course, you didn't recognize the tune Sleepwalk, born 1937 down in Brooklyn. Clarence Holloman, the great guitar player who worked with Carol Fran, who we lost recently, and also with Bobby Bland, born 1937 in Houston, Texas. Willie Maybon, born 1925 down in Hollywood, Tennessee. Corky Siegel from Siegel's Swell Band, born 1943 in Chicago. And Sonny Terry, born 1911 in Greensboro, North Carolina. And finally, Bill Wyman's birthday would have been today, born 1936 in London in the U.K. A couple of people that we did lose on the 24th. Well, it was Jackie Robinson passed on this day in 1972. He was 53 years old. And Little Max Simmons passed back in 2000 at the age of 68. On the 25th, we have birthdays for Eddie Lang, born 1902 down in Philadelphia. Earl Palmer, the drummer from the Wrecking Crew, and he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, played on hundreds of hits. Born 1924 down in New Orleans. Also from New Orleans, Coco Robichaud, born 1947, somewhere in Louisiana. And the 25th marks the passing of Bill Graham, who used to run the Fillmore East and West. He died at the age of 60 when his helicopter hit a utility tower. On the 26th birthday for a bass player, Tim Bastmeyer, lives down in Toronto, born in Uxbridge, Ontario in 1971. Bootsy Collins' birthday, day, born 1951 down in Cincinnati. Emory H. Williams Jr., better known as Detroit Jr., born 1931 in Haines, Arkansas. Mahalia Jackson, born 1911 down in New Orleans. Blind Lemon Jefferson, born 1894 in Couchman, Texas. Justin Saladino, born 1994. I put him down here in Montreal. I guess that's where he's from, I hope. Let's see, several people passed on the 26th as well. Paul Barrera from Little Feet passed in 2019. He was 71 years old. Wilbert Harrison, famous for the song Kansas City, passed in 1994. He was 65 years old. Hattie McDaniel passed in 1952. She's a gospel singer and also the first African-American woman to win. She was the first one, a member of ASCAP, and that was another one. She was the first one to win an Academy Award for her role in Gone with the Wind. The first black African-American female member of ASCAP was Jessie Mae Robinson, who also passed on this day in 1966 at the age of 47. Let's see, moving to the 27th birthday for Clifford Antone of Antone's Records and Antone's Club. Babs Gonzalez, born 1919 in Newark, New Jersey. Let's see, Sherman Robertson, born 1948 in Breaux Bridge, Louisiana. And pianist Henry Townsend, born 1909 in Shelby, Mississippi. And that's they also marks the passing of Peg Leg Sam in 1977. He was 65. On the 28th birthday for Ben Harper, born 1969 in Pomona, California. And that day marks the passing of Ted Hawkins back in 1930. He was born in 1936 in Lakeshore, Mississippi. Then on the 29th birthday for Peter Green, born 1946 in London. Zoot Sims, great tenor sax player, born 1925 in Inglewood, California. And the 29th marks the passing of Dwayne Allman back in 1971. He was 24 years old when he clipped the rear end of a flatbed truck while riding his Harley-Davidson Sportster. let's see, that day also marks the passing of Woody Herman. Clarinet's passed in 1987. He was 74 years old. On the 30th, we have a birthday for Clifford Brown, born 1930 in Wilmington, Delaware. J.J. Gray, we saw him here up here at La Strau. Alligator recording artist, J.J. Gray and Mofro, born 1967 in Jacksonville, Florida. Clarence Samuels, born 1923 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And that day marks the passing of Norton Buffalo in 2009. He was 58. And Bill Gator, a guitarist and Decca Records recording artist, passed in 1970 at the age of 60. Other events from the week, let's see, the 24th of October in 1942, Billboard magazine featured the first chart ever to report on black music. It was called the Harlem Hit Parade, and 7 years later they renamed it Rhythm and Blues. And in 1968, they again renamed it to Soul Music. 25th of October, 1955, Smiley Lewis recorded One Night for Imperial, and Elvis Presley later enjoyed a hit with that when he changed the line One Night of Sin to One Night with You. 26th of October, 1960, Lightnin' Hopkins and Sonny Terry recorded together for the album Last Night Blues. 27th of October, 1956, Argo Records released Clarence Henry's Ain't Got No Home. It was his first hit, and in it he sings like himself, then he sings like a woman, then he sings like a frog, and he forever became Clarence Frogman Henry after that. 1953, on the 28th of October, Howlin' Wolf stepped up to the mic at the Sun Studios in Memphis, and he's recorded All Night Boogie, Streamline Woman, and Crazy About You, Baby. We'll be jumping to that in a few minutes. 1958, on that same day, Ray Charles recorded The Right Time in New York City for Atlantic Records. The 29th of October, 1956, Jimmy Rogers recorded Walking By Myself. He had Walter Horton on the harp, Otis Spann, Robert Lockwood Jr., and Willie Dixon, Fred Bellow were the rest of the backup band for that one. And let's commemorate these events with some music. Let's go back to 1953. Here's Howlin' Wolf and Streamline Woman.
I got a streamlined woman. God knows she built for speed. I got a streamlined woman. God knows she built for speed. She got a nice style with her. Oh, boy, that's what a man I had a dream she outlived me. wonder what did I do. I can't do nothing but go down swinging, walking up and down this avenue. Well, my house is nice and clean, but that ain't no wife for me. Well, I need that woman here to keep me company. Streamline.
Can I do walking by myself? I hope you understand. I just want to be your lover man. Can I do walking by myself? I hope you understand. I just want to be your loving man.
I'm don't call my name.
She never knows when to stop. She's a hard-loving woman. She loves both night and day. Yeah, she's a hard-loving woman. She loves both night and day. Well, I'm afraid one night that lollipop will melt away. She shakes like jelly, jelly on the kitchen shelf. Yeah, shakes just like jelly, jelly on the kitchen shelf. She six and just for me and nobody else. Why she say daddy, 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 daddy. She say daddy, 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 daddy. She says hurry daddy and bring me my lollipop. Well, I don't complain, that gal might start a fight. Hey, baby, meet me in the alley. Watch the clock. Don't be late, cause daddy gotta rock. Hey, baby, ping me my lollipop. Yes, I wanna rock, I wanna pop from the top to the good last drop. She's a real strong marmalade steel on the railroad track. She's a real strong marmalade steel on the railroad track. She's got a heart like a bear, she almost breaks my back. Yes, and I cry, oh, ouch, stop! Baby, you're hurting me. Yes, I cry, oh, ouch, stop! Baby, you're hurting me. Oh, but it feels good from my head down to my feet. Well, goodbye.
Okay, fellas, all the band can take a smoke now. Everybody take a break. Just leave the piano myself up here. I'm gonna play this by myself, just the piano and myself, just the way I feel. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds good to you, baby. Makes me think about some of my used to be's. I've met a lot of fine girls in my life. Some good, some bad. But I never will forget some of those girls that I met. I remember Alice, and that was Lucille, and that was Doretha, and I can't forget Elsa. All those girls give me the blues. And then that was Nancy, yeah. I can see them all sitting out there in the house tonight, you know. Sit there, listen to me, baby. Yeah. Well, Detroit gonna play the blues for you this morning. That's me, baby. Detroit, the Michigan kid. I'm gonna do this for myself right here, listen.
I know you've been to one of those house rent parties, which is advertised as a social tea. Well, I found everybody was only sociable when you had a whole lot of money. In one room, old Fat Evelyn would be cutting the poker game, while in the other, at the blackjack table, Big Mary would be doing the same. I met some cats I'd never seen, Eastport Ed and Texas Mike, and Willie the Sneak from Battle Creek and Mississippi Ike. Lonesome Lou from Kalamazoo, she was in the kitchen covering a frying pan while six drinks of high-powered joy juice was being downed with her other hand. Bigfoot Flo from Mexico, she asked if I wanted some wine, whiskey, or beer. I said, yes, I'd like to have some, but the price is too high in here. So I eased up into the front room, sat down and wondered how soon that replica of a piano player would ever change that horrible tune. And just then, another little chick, she moved in beside me. She must have thought I was touched in the head, 'cause the first thing she said was, "Daddy, have you got any bread?" Well, I told her, "No, I'm new in town and I live down the block. I'm waiting for a friend of mine who's supposed to get my suit out of hock." Well, she quit it like she had the measles to a stud that was flashing his cash. And the next time I looked over in the corner, they was talking a whole lot of trash. Well, I'd been there about an hour without buying anything or placing a bet when the house lady walked up to me and said, "Look, man, how square can you get?" She explained that her house was crowded and she had to have her chair for a customer who wanted to sit down and eat and drink his beer. And since all the other rooms was crowded, she suggested I be real sweet and handed me my sky piece and told me to wait for my friend out in the street. Well, I hadn't left but 2 minutes when I heard a familiar sound of police sirens stopping. They'd all get a free ride downtown. Next time you visit a social tea trying to find you a cute little frail, be sure to hang on to a nickel note lest you want to spend the weekend in jail. So sometimes it's not too bad to be put out for being broke, 'cause everybody without a $5 bill is going for the police okey-doke.
Not so long ago, I told you I needed some. Well, I got some, but I lost it. So I'm bursted and disgusted, 'cause the woman couldn't be trusted no more. I'd rather make love to a monkey and to hold hands with a dinosaur. Remember, I was shook up. I needed it bad. Well, I got it. The worst I ever had. Well, I'm sitting here just crying, 'cause of her cheating and her lying. I'm sick. I wouldn't have had all this trouble if I'd gotten me a whooping stick. I went to work one morning and left it at home. And when I got back, she had took it and gone. So I'm all alone and blue now. I'm just sitting here, don't know what to do. If I don't get me some more, I think I'm going to go and get some blues. To worry, it ain't gonna do no good. I just gotta get some, and that's understood. I guess I'm like the gypsy, drinking shy and stay tipsy. Oh yes, before I feel like I used to, I got to put my hands on some more bread.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Reverend Freakchild, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
This is Watermelon Slim talking at you. Come on down here and let's hear some real low-down dirty blues. What do you say?
Otis, will you jam, kick off some in G, up tempo, like every day I had a blues, a little faster.
Thank you. so far.
That's the Justin Saladino Band and Bad Habit live from their CD JSB Live, Justin Saladino Band Live. And I'm happy to say I was there for the recording of that. Before that, let's see, we went back to 1963 for Willie Maybon's recording of Some More from a Great Paula Records compilation called Chicago Blues of the 1960s. Babs Gonzalez told us about his house rent party from a CD he shares with Slim Gaylord. It's called Shuckin' and Jivin'. It's out on the Rhino label, but produced by, actually, Charlie R&B is what it's from. Before that, Detroit Junior, and back to that same Paula Records compilation, Chicago Blues in the 1960s, and his 1965 recording of The Way I Feel. We heard from Clarence Samuels before that, and it's that's the first track in the Chess box set that kicks off from starting in 1947 up into the 60s, and that is a 1947 recording, Lollipop Mama. You may recall a great cover version of that done by William Clark on his Alligator album, Blowing Like Mad, I think it is, or Blowing Like Hell. Smiley Lewis before that got that out of the Sun Records compilation, and that's called One Night, the one that Elvis made famous. It's One Night With You instead of One Night of Sin. And let's see, that was recorded during this week back in 1955. Let's see, we also had also from 1955, Ray Charles and a tune recorded during this week back then called The Right Time. We heard from Jimmy Rogers and a tune, one of his classics, Walking by Myself from 1956, and Howlin' Wolf with Streamline Woman from 1953. Hey, are you thinking of going out and catching some live music? Well, here's a little bit of a, here's some choices for you if that's the case. Let's see, coming up on Wednesday, a little country for you here. Lil Andy and Angela DeVoe. We're going to be appearing at URSA. That's at 5589 Avenue Zapotkin. That starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to cost you $15, and I suggest you try to reserve in advance so you can get your tickets. Go to the Facebook events page. You'll find it there. Coming up on Wednesday, this place, the M2, this is a microbrasserie down on Notre Dame Street at 3800. They seem to be picking up a lot of the artists who were playing at the regular ones at the House of Jazz over on Elmer Street. I see the Snooky Olsen's there as a duo now coming up on Wednesday, and he's going to be doing that fairly regularly. And it'll cost you $10 to get in there, too. Coming up on Thursday, Jim Zeller, Jimmy James, doing their Blues Extreme at the Bistro Le Saint Cat at 4264 St. Catherine Street East, just a little bit past Pinneuf. Also on Thursday, a little bit of Django Jazz here, a little bit of Gitan, Gypsy Jazz, on Christine Tassan and Genevieve Neuville are going to be playing at Le Rendezvous de Tay. They're back again having music. That's great, too. 1348 Fleury East, so you can catch that, and that's on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Gilbert Charlebois is doing a 6 à 8 at Delis at 1626 Rue Bourgogne in Chambly. Rob Lutz and Rob McDonald have an evening coming up at the Café Morin. It's a souper spectacle thing. So, again, you're going to want to get your tickets in advance for that. That's on Thursday. I don't have the prices here, but I think, you know, there's different choices for dinner and stuff, too. So that's the way that goes. Coming up on Friday, Kate Wyatt Trio featuring Andy White on the drums and Adrian Vidatti at the Renaissance Café at 5175 A Avenue du Parc. And if you grew up in that neighborhood, I think that was where the Magic City Pool Hall used to be. down in the basement there in the park just near Laurier. Let's see, coming up on Friday, Michelle Sweeney is at the Microbrasserie M2. That's at 3800 Notre Dame West. On Friday also, Gypsy Night with the Gypsy Soul Band at Le Petit Marche at 5035 Saint Denis Street. Also on Friday, Adam Karch is going to be at the Auberge McGowan in Georgeville, and it's in Stansted. I get that also. It's easy to get that from the Facebook thing. It'll be easier there. Let's see, on Saturday, the Voodoo Shango Experience. They're launching their new CD. That's taking place at the Berbouté at 2112 Montreal Est. Also on Saturday, a Night to Rock the Light benefit webcast with Missy and the Mother Truckers and the Daylight Vampires. That's all taking place at the Wheel Club, and it's going to be live streamed as well. It's free to watch, and the donations are going to be going to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. That's coming up on Saturday from the Wheel Club. Also on Saturday, Jordan Officer playing at the Salle Pauline Julien at 15615 Gwen Boulevard. It says it's Montreal. I think it's Pierre Fond, but I'm not 100% certain about that. And that's on Saturday from 8 o'clock on. And again, get your tickets in advance for that. Also Saturday, Kenny Dupree live at the Microbrasserie at Trois Lacs, which is in Vaudreuil. And Saturday as well, Derek Falls back at the Waterfront Smoking Bowl in Lancaster, Ontario. So just over the border. That's pretty close by as well. Sunday, Scalloween Party with the PMR Ska Collective at the Petit Marche, 5035 Saint-Denis. And Derek Falls will be celebrating Halloween out at Smoke Meat Pete on Sunday as well. So that's your lineup for those kind of shows. Maybe around the bar scene. Well, let's see. Bistro Jojo is, of course, Sunday night. It's La Messe Jojo, and David Segretti Trio is hosting it tonight. I guess Carl Vega will be back in a couple of weeks because Mark Fichteau is in for next week. Monday, Dwayne Dixon. Tuesday, Alec McElkern is in. Wednesday, Mark Fichteau is there. Thursday, Joe Hell. Friday, Joe Hell does the 5 à 9, followed by Uncle Groove. Saturday, Mark Fichteau does the 5 à 9, followed by Uncle Groove. And then Sunday is André Dupré and Jean Miller, followed by La Messe Jojo with Mark Fichteau. Let's see, over at the Upstairs Bar at 1254 Mackay. This week they have on Thursday the Otis Ali and Friends Blues Band. Saturday, Ronnie Lee is going to be in, and that's it for their lineup for this week. Brutopia, let's see. Tonight is Zach's Open Mic Jam Night. Trivia tomorrow. Thursday, Kai and Ton. Friday, Ned Wilson and the Birds of Prey. And Saturday, the Brutopia's Bloody Halloween Bash with the Capones. Barfly is, of course, Sunday night, so they have their traditional Bluegrass Night hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi at St. Paul and St. Laurent. You can catch Blues there a couple of nights a week here. Tuesday, Wednesday with Dwayne Dixon. He also does the Sunday show in there as well. And Graham Chambers, either Friday or Saturday, maybe both, I'm not sure, because it alternates between him and Alexandre Dubuque. So you either have some blues or some jazz. It's going to be good either way, so don't worry about it. Let's see, Diazons over at Saint-Denis Street, down in the basement, 4115A, is Kim Richardson with John Sadowy and Carl Soplana. A couple of jam nights now, too. Let's see, Tuesdays, every Tuesday, starting at 8 o'clock, open mic night, hosted by Aidan Keeley at the Ye Old Orchard Pub and Grill at 20 Prince Arthur Street West. Duffy's has their jam night on Wednesdays, and this week coming up, let's see, on the 27th, Midnight Breeze is going to be hosting it. Let's see, there's another place here now on Papineau. Thursday night, open stage at the Caravan Cafe. They got some rules about it, too, and they have a full backline provided. Bring your own instrument or mic. And they are at 4584 Papineau, just above Mount Royal. I guess it's right beside the Let's Your Dip. Let's see. Mariposa Thursday has their open mic as well. They ask you to come in before 6 because they draw the names at 6:25 and the maximum 20 performances. Says you may bring your own instrument, though we do recommend using the house acoustic or electric guitar. If you own your own mic, please bring it along. Let's see. That's on Thursday. Fridays, Brasserie Lunique has their jam night. They're at 805 Boulevard de Carry in Ville Saint-Laurent. And this week, the host is going to be the Last Call Blues Band. That's about it for me. So let's see. Let's finish the night off here with a tune from Jordan Officer. You can catch him. Let me just see. This is coming up. I think it's on Saturday. Then I got to roll back up here. That's right, coming up Saturday at the Salle Paul and Julien out in Pierrefonds. And here he is from his album Blues Volume 1. Here he is with Having Fun. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Let's stay up all night tonight. Let's not miss a single sight. Let's go, baby, on a run. Just having fun. We will cover all of the spots. Just constantly drinking those double shots. Greatest thing beneath the sun is having fun. Thank you.
bar sitting in, playing the bin and drinking gin. Now that the night has begun, baby, ain't we having fun? Grab a cab, let's ride around all the spots in town. And when the night is done, we'll be high, but having fun.
Hey, you're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
FM.
One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. 90.3 FM. I go by the name of the capital ZIP Ziplocs. Representing for my brothers DJ Blaster and Mystical Flex. Each and every Sunday right here on 90.3 FM or www.ckut.ca. And it is Sunday, October the 24th, 2021. To mark the calendar, the date, and in Montreal, man, it has not been an easy week. We've lost another young brother, Janai Twizzy. We just hope that, the family, the friends, the brothers, the sisters, and everybody else hold strong during these times. And this is what we do, is we use the music as an outlet. And again, got to big up my West Haven family, everybody out there, where he used to come. You know, I just saw him 2 weeks ago. But now we say rest in power. Let me express it through the music. We keep everything peaceful in the streets. And folks, I know.